Okay, so we're here with Sister Marian O'Sullivan, who's a Dominican sister with the Ecology Centre here in Wicklow and the Dominican Convent, is that correct?
Well, it's still a Dominican convent, and we also have a school here in Wicklow with up to 900 children coming in here every day. But we also have an ecology centre and a farm, which is an organic farm, and that is actually an important part of what we do, because we believe that caring for the land and farming it sustainably, organically, is good practice about how we need to look after our planet, how we need to grow food, how we need to encourage people to eat healthy food, and that it's actually, there's a spirituality in that. It's not unrelated to what we believe and what we pray about and what our life is all about. So it is all of one piece, really. So we have the farm, and then we have the ecology centre, which is an education centre. And part of what we do here is we run a sabbatical program twice a year, each one lasting 10 weeks. And we draw on people from all over the world, the English-speaking world, who want to deepen their own understanding of the connection between ecology and spirituality.
And how much would this involve the local community here in Wicklow, and how much would be, you know, with regards to youngsters and children, given that you're in the business of providing education?
It's all of that. So the sabbatical program is residential, so people have to come and stay. So most of these people are not from Wicklow town. We do have programs for the local people who come in for meditation, Tai Chi, yoga, art, dance, music, and for all sorts of programs. And in fact, we also run programs for the school, particularly the transition year, so that the children get an awareness of something slightly different, perhaps, to what they get in their general program at school, an awareness of ecology and its importance and the need to care for the planet in a way that we can live well, but future generations can also live well.
So it's about legacy, would that be correct?
Well, sustainable living always suggests that we have to live in such a way that future generations can also live. It's not appropriate to say, well, that's okay for my lifetime, and you know, if the planet is depleted and there's no more anything, that's okay. It will see me out. That's not a way to live. We have to care for future generations as well as for our own. A part of our sabbatical program is a module on Celtic spirituality. So our program begins really with learning the story of evolution, so that we know the modern story of science, where we come from. And that's now very available to all people of all cultures. So the story of evolution is one piece, but other pieces are understanding our own very rich Celtic tradition. And so during every 10-week program, we would at least have one or two or three days on the Celtic, which it's a very rich tradition. It's quite different maybe from the way we practice our faith in most churches today, in the mainline churches. But it is something that we try to recover, the connection with nature, that God is within everything, and God is not just with inside the church or in our particular form of prayer, but we find God in nature. God's creation is a cathedral.
I've heard it said that if you want to know a master, look at his masterpiece. Would it be fair to say when you look around at creation, as you put it, then you get to know God? Would that be fair?
Absolutely. We have to maybe recover that ability to look around at nature and be awed by it and actually see God throbbing within everything. That's the beauty of the sunset, the beauty of things growing, the beauty of young animals, all that tremendous beauty around us, and to recognize that as divine.
Sister Marian, thank you very much.
Thank you. Pleasure.